ways of making you talk. Right here at 1460 WVOX and worldwide at WVOX.com.
1460 WVOX.
Steve and Lou show. This is Steve Mayo and Lou Felicione, my able partner, not here tonight for a very special day. Of course, Memorial Day being special enough by itself, observed by many near and far, and also by my two guests in the studio. And to me, a very important day, which I hope to get to later with our candidate, Veterans Affairs, City Service to Residents, and of course, good welfare programs, working welfare programs for the deserving. But to get to the point, we had long ago scheduled a debate night for tonight, and we ended up, and gladly so, found ourselves a very good contested seat in the New Rochelle City Council, specifically District 4. I did invite the incumbent. He was invited, not heard from in these environs, so I went ahead and told my guest to show up. His name, Shane Ushinloye. Running for the 4th District City Council Democrat nomination. And you'll help me as the day goes on. Also joining us tonight is my very dear friend, Assemblyman Ron Tochi, of many years' service to the community, the county, and the state. And Shane, welcome.
Thank you very much, Steve. Great to be here. We had very interesting and great conversations every time we see each other. So,
we sure
you
do.
Know, let's keep that going. Oh, get a little closer. Gotcha.
You're absolutely right, and I knew when we first talked a couple of weeks ago, you were a guy to look out for. Your words were clear and crisp. Your expression was faultless, and I said, "This is a guy who belongs in public service if he's interested."
Thank you.
If he's not, that's another story.
Listen, I said, Ron, I said, you know, Steve, be a little forgiving of other politicians. We all grew up as nerds. So
absolutely.
We were all like, JSA model Congress nerd.
Of course.
So, you know,
wherever I grew up or otherwise, I've always been not the most conservative, but one of the few identified Republicans in the room or in the neighborhood,
right,
from Bronx to Queens to New Rochelle even. But it's been a good ride here in New Rochelle, and I'm looking for big changes on the city council, not just in my party's direction, but in generally with the makeup of the council. I think we need some new blood. Ron Tochi, will you introduce yourself? Just say hello.
I'm delighted that you asked me to come, Steve. Obviously, Memorial Day, any opportunity I have, I want to pay tribute to all those special military families that had people that served throughout the years. And obviously, today's a special day where we remember, but at the same time, I always mention, remembering is one thing, paying tribute and celebrating all the freedoms we have, but don't forget to say a prayer for these people whose names are inscribed in memoriam. And at the same time, remember that it's essentially important for this nation to survive, the only way being that we pass the torch of freedom onto the younger generation. And I'm very concerned that we're not teaching enough about, you know, the way this country was founded and who these people are. So today being a Memorial Day is certainly a reminder that right around the corner come elections, be it primaries and then the general elections in November. And that's what makes this country what it is, the quality of those people, the leadership that they extol. And I'm delighted to listen to future candidates and maybe future elected officials. And Sean, I'm happy to meet with you, and I'm looking forward to learning more about what you stand for. I love this community. I've been here all my life, and I think that it has potential through its people to be great again. And by that, again, I don't mean that the failure of people, the failure of leadership or the lack of leadership of the last maybe 30, 40 years in New Rochelle has caused us to create ourselves a lot of problems. So now we need good solutions.
Right. Absolutely.
So good luck to you.
Hear on
Thank
that.
You.
And Shane, again, why you're here is like Ron says, looking for solutions, forgetting about labels. That's a luxury,
right.
Adhering to labels strictly or stringently. And just meeting you, I told you, you seemed like a guy in the right direction. And no better time for change. And Ron, also just to reemphasize that commemoration today at American Legion Post 8, Shell Committee. Shane, you were there. The whole community was there, people of all backgrounds, colors, races, political directions. Great, great representation
of
our community.
Most people were there.
Absolutely.
Well, we had a lot of elected officials there, as you well know. Unfortunately, no one from the city of New Rochelle. No council, no mayor.
I left early, so I didn't have
no. No.
Very unfortunate.
So I'm happy that candidates for office were there. It does show something.
Right. Well, yeah, outstanding. You know, Damon Mayer is our sitting county legislator right now.
So yes. Yeah, he came.
Technically.
Yeah. Well,
Terry was there. Terry Clements.
Terry Clements. Yeah. You had county legislative.
Yeah. County.
Terry and Damon Marr were both there. Shelley Mayer showed up, which is fine.
From the city level down. No,
no, and it's been years that we haven't had people from the city.
Just to clarify, also that post is actually in District 4, so
we're in the right place.
I would say we're in the right place. District 4 would be there.
And to be fair, also the Republican candidate for mayor, Lou Trangucci, was there. He is party on his side so far, and of course the Democrat candidates to be revealed, maybe even to be interviewed here. So Shane. Simple, silly question.
Yeah, understand, too, that post, even though it's in your District 4 that you're running in, is the only home for veterans in New Rochelle.
Okay.
We have the DAV, we have the Vietnam vets, we have Jewish war vets, we have everybody in that particular post.
Well, for now,
so we share
talking about the armory. For
yes.
Right?
The armory is a big issue. Yeah, we can talk about that one. Yeah. But
excellent.
I'm anxious to hear from Sean about, what he thinks. We could do better than
Absolutely.
What we're doing.
I'm glad you guys got started on that today at the park, the American Legion Park, immediately next to it. And that was a good subject. So let's not look for a subject. We'll get to your background.
Yes. Tell me,
what do you think about the Assemblyman's position on the armory? I think it's been explained to you. Ron, well, update where it stands.
Yeah, no, Sean doesn't understand the whole history of it, but just a real quick overview, take a minute. Back in 1997, I was asked if it were possible to transfer the armory, which is 3 acres, 2.9 acres, to the city of New Rochelle for public use. And I went to the adjutant general at the time, General Fenimore, and I asked him if it was surplus, can it be transferred? And he got back to me after some research and suggested that if the city wanted it, it was not being used right now, and there was no intended use for it. So we transferred it to New Rochelle for $1.
Right.
I asked for it and I got it done.
Similar to the Boys Club deal.
That's correct. And this was it was transferred with a special deed with covenants in it. It was declared parkland, and it said it must be used for public purposes, parks, recreation, etc. And we wanted to maintain its heritage, which was the veterans' use. It was never on the tax rolls. Okay. So it wasn't a loss of money or anything. And at that particular time, there were several proposals over a period of 3 to 5 years that were made that tried to utilize it for its intended purpose. And it's the property of the citizens of New Rochelle.
Right.
And like I said, public use was the name of the deed to property use. So with that said, the city decided in their wisdom they were going to put it out for RFPs and so on. And for many, many years, they put out for RFPs. They got all kinds of requests back for what they wanted to do, but it was never followed through. Nothing ever happened. The building ran into deterioration. The roof caved in. They applied for a grant. They got another $1 million grant. They put a new roof on it, and that's about 3 years old now. And if it goes through another winter because there's no heat in the building, that may be ruined again.
Right.
And then they decided in their wisdom, instead of giving it to the veterans, meaning we had an entity that we created where we were actually going out and soliciting for people that wanted to come in and utilize the building.
Okay.
We didn't want to own it. We just wanted to be like a managing
part. So you had an operations model.
We had an operations plan there. We were going to put the veterans service area on one floor. We were going to put a Rockwell Museum on another floor, We had a developer who wanted to put an Italian restaurant on the top floor and use rooftop dining in the summertime. We had another guy who
Could you imagine the view on that?
It's a beautiful view. We had another guy who wanted to put a microbrewery in the drill deck, and then we had a plan that showed the basement of the armory where they would have youth and senior programs, and it was parking for 100 cars.
Right.
And we wanted to make that a destination for New Rochelle, and the money that they would generate from the sales tax and everything would have helped the city.
Yeah.
And again, the city decided, no, that's no good. We don't want to do that. They gave it to a developer, a for-profit developer to put housing.
Right.
And he has no use for the building. There's been no plan submitted. Mm. And it just sits there and languishes and does nothing.
Right. So, well, corporations are immortal, so they usually will try to wait you out.
They sure will. So we're going back to the city council right after the elections.
Yes.
And ask most of them if they have an interest in doing something with the veterans. And it doesn't have to be just that. It could be anything.
I'll introduce myself after
that. We'll hold on for that. This is the Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano show here on WVOX 1460 AM. We do welcome your calls, but in the last segment, please, Chuck will help us run that. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Is VOX right? The most fun in the morning. Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Hello again, everybody. This is WVOX 1460 AM. 5:30 is Mondays. It's time for Lou and Me. That's Lou Feliciano and Steve Mayo on our General Interest Politics and Business show. Glad to be in your listening area. Tonight we are entertaining Shane Oshinloye.
Yes.
I'm trying.
That was Shane, perfect. You're getting better Oshinloye,
and better every time. Right. One of the two Democratic candidates for the Democratic Party nomination for District 4 here in New Rochelle. Also with us tonight, Assemblyman Ron Tocci. And we've been going over issues, very large issue to the veterans community and very appropriate today, is the fate of the armory. And I wish I could say today, Ron, would be the culmination of many decades of hard work and help of a lot of people of communities throughout the city. And I have to say, the battle goes on. The armory has not been saved. There's a whole story there. And I would like to hear sometime when you're more comfortable with the facts where you stand on that. But certainly... Let it fly if you are impulsed to talk. But all I can tell you is, so far on this very holy day, instead of heart, we've been driven by hard cash.
Right.
And that is, to me, the development community, real estate people. They're wonderful. We need them. But it seems like they've carried the day. I hope with a new council, we'll have a little more New Rochelle heart, Shane.
Right.
So where do you stand on all these
things? Let me introduce myself to the public before.
Go ahead. Fire.
Just so they understand my perspectives. My name is Shane Oshinloye. I'm a lifelong resident of New Rochelle. I've lived here for 37 years. I'm also 37 years old. Not only have I lived in New Rochelle for my entire life, I've actually lived in District 4 for my entire life, which is ironic, you know. It's great for this scenario where we need District 4 so we can bring back a vote that will bring back things to our community.
Absolutely. You know? And you don't need a guided tour of District 4, obviously.
No, not at all. Oh, my gosh. The irony is, when you live in a place and you know all the streets, so you don't know the street name, you just know what's over there.
Street.
And know how to get there the fastest. Right, exactly. That's probably been, like, the toughest thing for me. But
great to know.
My day job, I'm a consultant. I started a consultancy, Singularity. Used to be in banking, had my 663 and life insurance licenses through Chase. Moved on from there to branded entertainment appraisal, basically. We were working on an exchange So I was doing research and analytics there. Started my consultancy back in like 2015.
Yes.
But, you know, again, lifelong NourishL resident, politics nerds, just like I told you. Sure. I actually gave up on Model Congress because they weren't as political as JSA was. We were getting down to like legislative duty and things like that. So, you know, got involved with the community, involved myself actually with the consulting job. One of my consulting jobs was helping the city of New Rochelle get the $10 million DRI Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant. That was the supposed to be the catalyst for everything happening on Memorial Highway. But lifelong New Rochelle resident, I know the history of my neighborhood. I know the history of my city.
Very important.
We moved on that. Started a nonprofit at the absolute worst time, January 2020. Turned out to be the best time. Our mission is to build black wealth, so I'm very focused on economic development, and that's me.
You're in the right place because, Ron, that's been his territory for decades, and I, as an ex-businessman and also attorney, but more important, 35-year resident in the city,
right.
I love hearing these business-sounding things from District 4, and I know there's a lot more to this race and a lot more to the issues than pro-business. That's not my point, but being able to discuss business, talk about it professionally in business
terms,
lingo,
yes,
is very important. And I
and
can
also to unpack it for other people.
For sure, absolutely. Many of whom
jargon.
Have not spent the time studying politics, following politics,
right.
Model Congress like you and me, for that matter, I'm sure, Ron. So very important. So give us, what's the most compelling reason today for your running for District 4 in New Rochelle?
The number one reason is that I want to bring back not just affordable housing. Affordable housing is a foundation. We need ownership. That's the American dream. Life, liberty, and property. There's a reason why property's in there.
Right.
Home ownership is the number one way to transfer wealth from generation to generation, regardless of your income, regardless of your class. It's the number one way in America to transfer wealth.
Absolutely.
We need more home ownership in New Rochelle. There, right now, by the decisions that have been made, we have 10,000 units of rentals. 0%, not one unit available for home ownership. You know what? I'll be a little gracious. There are some $1.2 million units that are down on the water. They approved that one condo, so I'll be fair. You see me trying to be balanced, right?
You're more fair than the developer and their minions in City Hall.
Right. Well, they try to keep it hidden because they're like, oh, yeah, no, you can do home ownership.
That could be made to smell.
Oh, interesting.
That could be made to smell.
Interesting.
So, for sure. Okay, so you want to help grab the reins of property development, of development in New Rochelle, very important.
Right.
But also I hear in you a very strong economic message. We have to be an economically viable city.
And
that,
we
to
can
me,
be.
Means smart development, proper allocation of public service, improved DPW, improved parks. There's a host of things we
right.
have to go over. And some of us wonder where all that maintenance money might have gone if we had the right people running it. And no knock against the bureaucrats. We have a great city hall.
Right.
I think the political leadership has been lost in space. The best line I heard in the last year or two, I was with Ron Tocci at a city council meeting, and one gentleman who I don't know came up and acknowledged that development's very pretty and the skyline's very attractive, but we don't need vertical development. We need horizontal development.
Right.
That stuck with me.
Right.
He's talking about parks, condition of roads, of course, grounds. What's your position on that? Parks, development, improved amenities. Is that important to you?
You know, it's interesting because all of these things could very easily be sustainable. Something that we'll probably disagree on is the state of environmentalism and what we should be doing with it. But I bet we could agree on we need clean energy investment so that we could bring that down to the ground level.
Sure.
Our parks are a great scenario where we could be running pilots out of them with the cons. What's the point of having political connections if you're not using those to bring back funding to
Absolutely.
Your city for great programs that are going to translate into employment, that are going to translate into eventually people owning their space?
I like that
know,
message.
So.
Property ownership, very
right.
important. Ron, I know it's been
Don't
important.
Just charge me $5 to go to my park.
Thank you. That's cheap.
That's cheap.
Ron, what do you think about
no,
this?
Listen, I'm impressed with what Sean said. I mean, 10,000 rental units, we could have probably translated that into all kind of home ownership.
Right.
And it just goes to show the number of units and the number of people doesn't make an area better if it's not the kind of people that think like he just said. Yes. Home ownership, pride in your community,
right.
Quality of life issues.
How can you get people to reinvest in their shell if they don't own any part of that?
Absolutely right.
It doesn't make any sense.
And have no likelihood of putting kids in school, right. Public or otherwise. Thus, we just don't get the taint, the sound, like the people moving into those beautiful high-rises
right.
are what we need in this town. Ownership, civic commitment, and everything else.
I'll tell you, my issue was, you know, being a consultant, knowing the history of, you know, what happened in Memorial Highway, where the interstate literally paved through our historically black community there, literally taking homes through eminent domain. 63 homes, but some of them were multifamily homes, so we definitely lost more than 63 families
sure.
on top of businesses. So that plus businesses, all gone.
For sure.
When you do eminent domain, you know, during a campaign, you can't always get into the weeds, but you get the price of the day. You don't get the price of the projected value of that space
absolutely.
30 years from now. You see
for
what
sure.
I mean? And that was just my issue initially, where I was like, maybe I should look at another way of approaching this so we could bring this back. I start speaking to my friends in Glenwood Lakes. Oh, their needs aren't being met either. French Ridge. Oh, their needs aren't being met either. Oh, Residence Park before the redistricting. Their needs aren't being met either. Okay, central of the city. Even the people that own the stores that are in the middle of our city, they're by the incoming populations being so rent burdened,
of course,
their needs aren't being. So whose needs, if you think about it, whose needs are being met the most?
Not people we know, generally.
Low income needs affordable housing. Middle income and the upper income need to be able to afford home ownership. If you make a certain dollar amount or a certain value without getting killed in taxes, you want to have some reasonable housing stock, and
sure.
we've created zero. I had a friend that I actually was trying to get to move down here back to District 6 where he grew up so that we could be all on the ticket together. He's like, no, I'll get killed in taxes.
Right.
I'm up in, he's in, oh my gosh, I can't remember the name of it. It's a northwestern Westchester city.
Gotcha.
And he's like, oh no, if I move back, I'll be paying $40,000 a year in taxes.
Much
even if I pay my whole house off.
Development, very important. I hope we get to talk about our ideals for development. I know all three of us have something to contribute, but let's remember also, part of the roadkill, part of what was lost was a viable winning armory. It's
right.
not too late, but if we grab control of the development beast with a new council that's very progressive in a healthy way, conservative, liberal, I don't care, but looking for the benefit of the community,
right.
Armory should be part of it, beautiful historically, valid building, and let it develop all they want, but let it be guided by our civic needs, not the needs of developers.
Right.
My opinion. What's yours? This is the Steve and Lou Show. We're on Mondays at 5:30. Tonight we're interviewing Shane Oshinloye and our guest Ron Tochi also joined us. Please keep your dial where it is. We'll be back after these commercial and other matters.